Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, for your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you, Lord, the God, that we rely on Holy Spirit, the true teacher, to teach us. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking at Galatians 4:19, which says from the King James, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you." I shared with you that there are at least four truths in here, many truths, but there are four points we can look at. Paul calls them his little children, and they were spiritual babies, we could say, or spiritually immature, needed to grow. And he travailed in birth, and then he, in prayer is what we're talking about here. And then again, that means he did it repeatedly, not saying the same thing over and over, just as far as asking God for something, but just travailing in birth, spending time before God and reminding God and thanking God until Christ is formed in them. And the reason he did that is because they were trying to be influenced by teachers trying to bring them back under the law and back into legalism. So maybe you have a loved one or a group of people or yourself even, whatever, and they're trying to be influenced by the world system or by the religious system. Let's put it that way. You need to pray for them. So we kind of set the stage on that last week, but I want to read a couple of things to you. Remember, we read from the Amplified. We read from the Passion, and then we read from the Amplified. The Amplified said, "My little children, of whom I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely and permanently, I love that, permanently formed or molded." And the key word, one of the key words there is molded within you. And I remember when I read that, when I was studying for this, reviewing for this, it hit me. Wait a minute. I remembered that J.B. Phillips, I love that translation. And he says in there, Romans chapter 12, if you go over into verse 1 through 3, if you read in there, I believe it's verse 2. He doesn't mark the numbers here, but he says, "Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold." Now think about that. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. And this is what we're praying. Why? Because we want our life, our spirit, our soul, our body to be molded into Christ, the mold of Christ. And Christ permanently molded within you, Christ formed in us. And let me read again from J.B. Phillips. "Don't let the world around you, squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remake you so that your whole attitude of mind is changed." Isn't that good? And I remember there's another translation that escapes me what it is, and maybe it's my own, you know, version of it. But don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold you from within. Now, that's what I keep thinking about. Let God remold you, remake you, or remold you from within. How does he do that? He does that because Christ is in you through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can minister to your spirit and remold you from within and remold and remake your mind. He's talking about mind renewal over in Romans chapter 12. And it's so key that we enter into what God wants by letting Christ remold us from within. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's thinking the way God thinks. That's talking the way God talks, speaking his word, living his word. You know, Joanne and I were talking about some folks recently, and we said, wow, they sure do talk the word. They are word people. That's what I want to be known as, a Christ-like one, a Christian, someone who is talking the word, someone who's believing the word. Do we have doubts? Oh, gosh, a lot of times we'll have doubts. But, you know, I want to follow what he says, even when there are doubts. Over in the Amplified, it says, Romans 12, 2, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind. entire renewal of your mind. So, and he goes on in the King James, says, so you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And I believe we can grow in the will of God and understanding the will of God and can live out the will of God. I want to look at another Bible. Let me pull it out here. It's Arthur S. Way, one of my favorite translations. I love Arthur S. Way. This book has been out of print. This Bible has been out of print for a long, long time here. This particular one is... this is the sixth edition. My goodness, 1926. But it's called The Letters of St. Paul to Seven Churches and Three Friends with the Letter to the Hebrews. But it's translated by Arthur S. Way. And he says this. I mean, this is so cool. He says, do not conform to the externalities of this world. In other words, the external things, the things that are around us. Nay, let your characters be transformed by the birth of a new life purpose. Oh my gosh, that's good. It goes on, I think it's verse 3. It says, so that you may put God's design to the test of your own experience, and so prove how kind, how gladdening, how flawless it is. Isn't that a great translation? Don't conform to the externalities of this world, but be transformed by the birth of a new life purpose. And that's what our prayer is for people. I know there are people I've prayed for years, and this verse helps center me on, I guess, for lack of a better term, and helps me focus on what I'm praying for. You know, I may see, and I know when people prayed for me, they saw that, you know, there were certain alcohol and drugs and different things that I was involved in that they were praying that I would be delivered from. Yes, and I thank God they prayed that. But how, like Francis Barrier asked Mom, how do you see him? Well, it's not how do you see him now. How do you see a person now? But I see a person, I want to see a person with Christ formed in them. In fact, that reminds me, let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. And, 17. I've taught on this and taught on this, but boy, this applies right here, and this will help somebody if you haven't heard the other teachings. But 2 Corinthians 5:16 from the King James says, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. In other words, not looking on someone after the flesh. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. I'm going to read that from one of my favorite translations, the Passion Translation. And it says this, verse 16. So then, from now on, we have a new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. For that's how we once viewed the Anointed One, but no longer do we see him with limited human insight. And this is a key in praying that Christ is formed in someone, that you don't deny what they're dealing with and what they're doing. You don't deny that. By the way, as we talked before in John 3:16 and verse 17, you know, God didn't send Jesus to condemn the world, and you're not to condemn the world either. It's easy to point the finger and say, wow, that person's really in sin, or they're, but hey, wait a minute. Really, that's between them and God. Whatever is not of faith is sin, and it's not up to us to judge them, and we are to love them. We refuse to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. If we look at the outward appearance, we cannot judge them that way, and this is will help you when you're praying for someone to just forget about it, just move beyond what you see in the natural, and see them by the Spirit. See them, as verse 17 says, a new creation. Because, and I like the Passion, says, now if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. I'm going to read to you the notes from that, from the Passion Translation, about that verse I just read to you. All that is related to the old order has vanished. This would include our old, see yourself this way now. You are a new creation when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And believe God for those who need him as their Lord and Savior, and for those who need their minds renewed and Christ formed in them. But this would include our old identity, our life of sin. This is what's vanished. The power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God, our old relationship with the world, and our old mindsets. We are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I pray, and you can join me in this prayer. Father God, I just pray right now that Christ will be formed in the people I'm thinking of right now and in myself. And that, Father, we will not look on ourselves or other people after the old way or by outward appearances or by the flesh. We thank you, Lord. And as I pray this, I'm going to pray the footnote in this Bible that our old identity and the people we're praying for, I'm going to call them their old identity. Our life of sin, their life of sin. The power of Satan that tries to come over us and the power of Satan that tries to come over them. The religious works of trying to please God for us or them. Our old relationship with the world and their old relationship with the world and our old mindsets and their old mindsets. Thank you, Lord. We've been made completely new in Christ. We've been remolded and they have been remolded from within. We pray, Lord God, and thank you that Christ is formed in them so that when they walk down the street, the enemy cannot tell the difference because they've got the armor of God on, and so do we. The world can't tell the difference between Christ and us and Christ and them. We thank you, Father God. This is a new way of looking at things. It's not the same old way. It's the way of faith. It's the way of prayer and the way of trusting you. And we release these people into your hands, our loved ones, and we release ourselves into your hands. And we thank you, Father God, that we will walk forward with the new man and new woman within us, Christ formed in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.